Blog Talk Radio.
We didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we couldn't see. We didn't know who you were. We didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we couldn't we didn't know who you are. Praise the Lord, praise God. We thank God for opening our eyes that we may know who he is through his word, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Ah, thank God for Jesus. And we greet you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining us, tonight on Blog Talk Radio. We welcome you here, praise the Lord, and thank God, glory to God, for another day that the Lord has made, a day that we've never seen before, and we glorify God and thank God for this Labor Day, too, as well, and for all of those that are labor, all those that are military, all those that are working in different areas, and even in glory to God, even in leadership. We thank God for those that are laboring in the body of Christ, being the soldiers of the army of the Lord as well. So we just bless God for all his great and mighty acts and all of those that labored and sacrificed their life, their time, and their gifts and their talents and whatever capacity, even glory to God, secular as well as in ministry. We just want to give God glory for those that have made their decision to make Jesus their choice. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We reach you in Jesus' name and thank God for the prayer warriors tonight. Thank God for his word. Thank God, glory to God, for just so much to be thankful for. In the midst of all the crises and situations and circumstances that go on, we want to still glorify the Lord. As we come on every first and every Monday night at 7 o'clock and every second and fourth Sunday to bring the word of God, but every Monday to intercede and in prayer, praise God, for those, glory to God, that need a Savior, for those that are bound by various situations and circumstances, the oppression of the enemy that comes against them. We pray for those that need forgiveness and for those that find peace in Christ Jesus. We pray for, glory to God, for the gospel leaders, for the body of Christ. We pray, God, for our leaders, our presidents, our government. We pray for those, glory to God, that are prison-bound, spiritually, natural, and physical. We pray for those, glory to God, and our children, our youth, and the various situations, the sickness and disease, and counseling that, and just pray for people that need a healing. Pray for those that need their ears open to hear the voice of God so they can make a choice and make him Lord of their lives. So we pray for our nations and nations around the globe. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord as we learn to trust and believe and have patience in Christ Jesus and to obey his word. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We thank those for the join us. We're going to, after our Mother McCormick give us a scripture tonight, then I will pray, and then we're going to have Brother Black that came on first to have him to start us with prayer after me. Then we'll have Mother Willette, and then we'll have our 15-minute speaker, and then we'll continue in prayer. Amen. And when the Lord finished, we'll be finished. We give him glory and praise for life, health, strength, activity, our limbs, sound mind. So much to be grateful for, even those things, and even just having food and clothing and shelter with so many people now that don't have that and lost that, and praise God, struggling now and going through some things. We believe in God for him to restore and heal and deliver. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to open the line. Praise the Lord for Mother McCormick to give us our scripture reading. Are you not there, my dear?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I couldn't hear you at first. I can hear you now.
All right. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for this afternoon and give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and Pastor Hubble and for all for the Labor Day, as she had already spoke about Labor Day on today. So my scripture today is going to be coming from Hebrew, the 11th chapter. I'm going to just be reading on the first verse and the sixth verse. And it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And then I'm going to read the last one, verse 6. "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And I have read Hebrews 11, chapter, the first verse, and the sixth verse. Praise God.
We praise the Lord for the reading of glory. Take out the scripture, and we govern ourselves according to and walking in faith and obedience to it. Amen. Thank you, Mother McCormick. Praise the Lord. After I finish praying, then we open the lines for Brother Minister Black and then Evangelist Minister Mother McCormick. I mean Mother Willette, and then we have Mother Alexander. Then then we have our 15 minutes reading. Praise God. Amen. Father, we do honor you tonight and give glory and praise. You are such a marvelous and wonderful Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you for all of them and all that you do through your word, and that your word came to cleanse and sanctify. So we give praise to you. We bless you. We honor you. We lift your name up. We magnify you. God, we give thanksgiving to what a mighty God we serve. We thank you for your presence in our lives, God, for saving us, delivering us, and healing us. Thank you that you are our advocate, Jesus Christ, and that we can call upon the name of the Lord in confidence and know that he will answer. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence in our lives. God, thank you for saving and delivering, and the ones that we believe in for salvation in our families, loved ones, glory to God, the ones that are around us that we may not know, even our enemies. We are believing, God, for those forces of the enemy that have them bound up in darkness, glory to God, because the prince of this world has, glory to God, blinded the eyes, glory to God, of people that they don't know and trying to keep them from coming to know and coming into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. God, we are praying for those yokes to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying for your word, as you told us to follow peace with men, all men if possible. God, we are praying like never before that you will bless and help us, glory to God, to stay on the path of the straight and narrow. Forgive us for every offense, every transgression, anything that will come in our lives that's displeasing in your sight. God, help us, glory to God, to recognize through your word what is flesh, what is spirit of the Lord, as well as the enemy. When we do, help us not to just be a hearer, recognize the word, but glory to God, a recognized error, but also be obedient to that you have shown us and revealed unto us, and help us to be humble, that we don't walk in pride and high-mindedness. So how can we glory to God when others, if we are still walking in these things and feeling comfortable in it and not allowing the Spirit of the Lord to come in and deliver us out of this, out of these areas of darkness in the name of Jesus. You told us to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. God, you said, glory to God, the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but those that endure. We are praying for endurance power. God, help us to keep our eyes focused on you. God, as we pray and intercede for those that are lost and those that are hurting, those that are going through various trials, those are for being, glory to God, oppressed and depressed, and those, glory to God, where the enemy has come, snatch out lives out of their families, or glory to God, going through these storms and going through these hurricanes and tornadoes and going through these floodings and fires, and glory to God, the things that are going through, the murdering and the killing and the wars that are, glory to God, around the globe and in Afghanistan, and those that are going through and earthquakes and all of that that's going on in Haiti. It's so much that's happening, and even right here in our own country, God, with the division and the prejudiceness and the murdering and the whatever. But, God, we know that you're still on the throne doing great and mighty things, even the stuff that's going on with this pandemic and all the chaos and confusion and mass confusion that the enemy has placed in the land for all this fighting. Yeah, do not end up recognizing already the lives that are being lost, because of disobedience and not doing what's supposed to do. And the Bible even say, obey the laws of the land. God, we come against the mass confusion in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit that sends out sickness and disease and depression, oppression. We bind Satan up and loose him from this assignment and all the spirits of the enemy through prejudice and causing glory to God, all these other things. And God, the things that you are allowing to be so, God, help us to recognize when you are speaking through some things in the name of Jesus. And even some things that you are allowing to happen. You are God, that you are merciful and you're kind and you're, oh God, but you're God of chastisement too. But God, you're giving us ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. We know we're foreigners in this land, and this enemy is here to bring destruction, and he's held us in love and himself daily. And as he's all about trying to win as many, glory to God, into damnation as he can. But God, you are about the lost. Whosoever will come to you, you're no way cast out in the name of Jesus. So God, we are praying for mercy, for grace, to continue to operate in the land. But God, you are asking us to also to humble ourselves so we can walk in the mercy and walk in the grace and walk, glory to God, in the agape and walk in the forgiveness that you imparted in us, and you've shown us as the chief example, glory to God, hallelujah, the ultimate sacrifice through Jesus Christ. So God, we ask you, Lord, to help deliver and heal, and even those that are going through and even need the medical assistance, God, even through this pandemic, even those through over in Haiti, over in California, over, glory to God, those ones in the storms, all of that, in the flooding out east and the west, glory to God, the various trials that are going on. Help us like never before to be concerned about our neighbors, concerned about each other in the body of Christ, that we stop so much fighting and bickering and distractions and distortion and confusion and busybody, that we cannot see, glory to God, the hand of the enemy, the ones that are walking, glory to God, contrary to your will. We're not recognizing we're foreigners, so caught up, glory to God, trying to build up, glory to God, temples and all kinds of things here. Glory, nothing wrong with us being able to be blessed. Nothing wrong with, glory to God, having nice homes and glory to God and businesses and glory to God and a house on the hill and glory to God, nice cars and all this, but not to let them possess us, that they take priority over the things of God. You told us, Lord, that you told us, Lord, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness, everything else to be added, marriage, glory to God, home, food, clothing, shelter, whatever the needs are, you said you'll supply them according to your riches and glory. Help us to put everything in perspective. God, help us to stop fighting one another so we can put the enemy to flight. He's having a field day with this mass confusion. He's having a field day with getting so caught up in the world that we are not pleasing God and doing what he said. Oh, God, we're supposed to be witnesses and work while this day when night comes, no man can work. Just because the pandemic is here, let us not stop the will of the Lord for what he says. We're still accountable for doing the will of the Lord until he comes back. Thank you for your blood covering. Thank you for your shield. Thank you for your protection. Help us not to color outside the lines, but to stay on that path of the straight and narrow and not get on Hollywood Boulevard, not to find ourselves tiptoeing over the other side. You can't serve two masters, he said. Oh, God, help us to be focused at this time because there's so much going on. And so we may have a word in us that that may save somebody's life or heal them or deliver them or glory to God, bring them out of darkness into the confusion and the chaos. Oh, God, help us to be ready, glory at all times. Help us to be strengthened and encouraged and pray for ourselves and keep ourselves built up so when we go out to do warfare, glory to God, the enemy will have nothing that he can, glory to God, trip us up with. God, help us, glory to God, to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. Thank you, Lord, for help us not to get caught up in frustration, but get caught up in faith. Not to get caught up in fears, but get caught up in faith. Help us, glory to God, not to faint at this hour. Ah, glory to God. It's time now to stay focused and hold fast to your word. So, God, as we pray you one for another, pray for the prayer wars, pray for the ministers of the gospel, and every one of us, glory to God, have a ministry in us, but even for that five-fold ministry that you are assigned and glory to God, and gifted for to do special things, glory to God, like the special forces that will go out like the SEALs or whatever. Ah, God, we bless you, Jesus. Help us, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, as we take authority over Satan and all his little cords, every setup, every trap, every snare, glory to God, untimely death, sickness, and disease. It's so much is raising up and rearing its head, glory to God, with this pandemic coming so close to a lot of our homes and glory to God, and families and loved ones, glory to God, in the body of Christ, and even some of those, glory to God, that even that we may not know, but they may be close around us. God, we are praying like never before for us to be on our post to pray and bind up this pandemic, that it will not continue to spread, glory to God, like wildfire in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that people open their eyes and get tuned into doing what's right, Lord, but they got to be concerned about others rather than themselves or what they don't want to do. God, we are praying right now for an awakening. We're praying for an awakening for salvation and deliverance as well. We're praying for our youth. We're praying, glory to God, that the mass confusion that have them all caught up in what the internet is saying and what, glory to God, their friends and other things and social media and this, that, and the other got their mind so manipulated they can't even hear sometimes when you're talking to them because they're so caught up on the phone and this, that, and the other got them captivated. But we bind up and command those sources and glory to God or whatever the enemy is using to filter out, glory to God, things into their mind and whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus. We are praying for an awakening for them to wake up so they can hear truth. And God, we got to be able to speak the truth and live the truth because we can say a lot of things, but are we living what we say? God, we are praying for good mentors to be in their pathways and not to just get caught up in somebody because they're an athlete or because they're a movie star, because this, that, and the other, or glorify because this one got money and that one and doing anything it takes to get money and not so concerned about their lives or whatever. And the ones that are living hopelessly and some of them, glory to God, things beyond their control is in their lives. And that can be anybody, but it's the enemy is definitely after our youth. God, we plead the blood of Jesus. Help us to stay aware and stay alert that we don't fall asleep. And some of the sleeping, some of have already a sleeping giant asleep, need to wake up. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, we are praying for an awakening for the enemy to loose his hold off their minds and so many others that are captivated by the enemy in this world. And even those that are even caught up, glory to God, in witchcraft and the tarot cards and the psychic this and that and whatever like this and working up potions and all this piece of blood. It's going on, and a lot of our youth has got caught up in it in the name of Jesus, as well as other ones that are practicing, that are older, that is passing it down. God, we curse them generational curses too as well that have those things. And we plead the blood of Jesus against those ones that are coming up in our, that came up in our family and some that haven't got to the point to believe that there are some things that continue, glory to God, down the line. If it started, glory to God, way back when, and continue, alcoholic. Over here, glory to God, drug. Over here, this family is murder. Over here, this right here is all kinds of things. Can't keep a job. Job or can't keep, glory to God, marriages. Every time you turn around, all the marriages are breaking up into whatever. All you have to go around is baby mama, drama. Oh, glory to God, and keep going on down the generation. God, someone's got to wake up and stop and say we are curses. Ain't going no further. We plead the blood of Jesus and bind it up and loose its hold in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Say, loose your hold in Jesus' name. We're praying, glory to God, for deliverance. We're praying for healing. We're praying for an awakening. We're praying, glory to God, for salvation. We're praying, glory to God, for truth. We're praying for obedience. We're praying, glory to God, for against rebellion and stubbornness. Glory to God, and jealousy and envy. Glory to God, and covetousness and all that. We bind you up and loose you from your assignment. Go back to the drop razor, wish you came. We're praying, glory to God, for blinded eyes to come open, spiritual, natural, and physical, and ears to come open in the name of Jesus. We just bless you, and we honor you, and we glorify you, that all power is in your hand. We're going to pray with faith, pray with persistence and pursuing and perseverance in the name of Jesus. God, we come against fears and doubts and unbelief. We all glory to God, challenges come. Glory to God, but you said the only thing please you is faith, and you're going to reward those that diligently seek you. And you said when we pray, believe that we receive. Now, faith. Glory to God, we've got to have that assurance that it's already done, that title deed within our spirit. God, when glory and fear come, we need to bind every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Hallelujah, we need to bring it in captivity. What is the word saying? Pleading the blood of Jesus. When we need to come in agreement with somebody with some power and anointing and walking in truth and obedience, with that power to let it to stand, touch, and agree, how glory that you're moving in this. We can chase them, glory to God, hallelujah, out of the situation, and glory to God, stand on what God's word says. Lord, as we submit ourselves to the Lord and resist the devil, he will flee. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the warnings. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the chastisement. Thank you for the enlightenment. Thank you for the peace and joy that we call back in the name of Jesus. We operate in your truth with the whole arm of God on. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As we open the lines now, glory to God for Brother Black. Praise the Lord. And remember, glory to God, after Brother Black, we're going to have Mother Willette, Mother Eve Alexander, and then, glory to God, we'll have our 15 minutes. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We worship you, God. Ah, Masi. We worship you, God. We thank you, God. You're the lifter up of our heads, God. Hallelujah. You rebuke our devourers for your name's sake, Lord. And you take away our sins and you don't remember them anymore. And then you tell us to prove you and call into remembrance, Lord, your word and what you think about us and who we are in you. We are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. We are saved, God, Lord, by faith, by your grace, through faith, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. We don't have to fear because you're with us. You're our God. You strengthen us, God. Hallelujah. You help us. You uphold you with the right hand of your righteousness, God. Hallelujah. We can dwell in your secret place, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, for the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow. Hallelujah, with it, God. We just bless your name, God. Lord, we just, Lord, lift up overseas, God, everything that they're dealing with the hunger and the homelessness, God, and the chaos, God, in the name of Jesus, the tornadoes and the hurricanes and the fighting, God, and the Taliban and the Christian people over at Afghanistan and the people who helped out U.S. that can't get by, get over, Lord, and even the ones that want to move, God. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that your will be done, even though the enemy knows that time is running fast, and he's doomed. He has just a little bit more time to go, and he's trying to wreak havoc. But God, I decree, and I confess your seal, your blood, Lord, over the region, God. Hallelujah. The enemy can do but so much, God, but I speak that your angels be sent over there, God, to protect, watch over our babies, our little ones, the youth, the elderly, God, the middle-aged, God. Hallelujah, that the women don't be beat, God. Lord, cover them with your blood, Lord, especially the saints of God. Oh, Lord, and let many say, what must I do to be saved, God? I speak over Israel, God, right now, God. Oh, let your glory just hover over there. Let your anointing rest in all of Israel, God. Your angels encamp around all Israel. Smack down those weapons of mass destruction. There's more that who is with us than with the enemy camp. And we thank you, Lord, for your saving and amazing grace all the day long when we sleep and when we're not sleep. When we rise up in the morning, God, all through the day, seen and unseen dangers, we thank you for your amazing grace, God. The ones that are incarcerated, the ones that didn't do any wrong, the ones maybe overseas and just hell for no reason, even though some might be Christians, God. Oh, God, send your angels by. Comfort them, God. Some got to go through some things, God. But, Lord, I speak, Lord, strengthen them with might in the inner man. Lord, that they keep the faith and doubt not. That they hold on, Lord, until change come, God. Hallelujah. The race isn't given to the swift or the strong, the ones who know so much, the ones who can teach and preach well, but the ones who endure to the end, God. If you fall, Lord, they'll get back up, God. They'll call upon your name, God, in any situation, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Though they slay me, yet I will trust him. God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit who lives, moves, and has his being and dwells and resides in the inner man, God. We thank you, Lord, because without you, we can do nothing, God. Hallelujah. You gave us an opportunity, all because Jesus Christ died on Calvary, shed his innocent blood, his righteous blood. Hallelujah. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you made a way out of no way. That's why we say you make a way out of no way, because there was no way, hallelujah, to come back to the Father except through Jesus Christ, God. We thank you, God. Lord, we lift up our military and armed forces, God, our essential workers, God, from the scientists on down to the volunteers, God. Keep them strong. Keep them kept. Keep the mind in their bodies, God. Hallelujah, God. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, God. Hallelujah. Continue ministering unto them, God. Lord, so many will just humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, just like us, God. And then you said in your word you will hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their land, God. We just thank you for your mighty move. Even though the enemy look like he's doing something, he's still a toothless lion roaring and seeking whom he may devour. But great and mighty is the Holy One of Israel. No one can stand against them. And we just thank you, Father God, that you are our Heavenly Father. We're heirs to the throne and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And although these things are happening, God, your remnant believe your word. We stand on your word. We're standing in the gap for all of your creation, God. Hallelujah. You said you wish that no one should perish, but everybody would repent, come into the light. Hallelujah. God, and we just thank you right now, God. Lord, because you're unfolding things that's been in secret, that's been hidden, and you're going to have your way all over the face of the earth, and everybody's going to know that you are the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We thank you for raising us up, God, even all the more. Lord, as we spiritually check ourselves on a daily basis, as we get into your word, God, hallelujah, reveal your mysteries of your kingdom to us, Lord, your glory, God, that we can, Lord, have a heartbeat of you, God, like you, that we can see out of your eyes, that we can hear what you hear, that we can do what you do, that you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise of our out of our lives, God. Oh, we bind the hand of the enemy, every sickness, disease, weakness, and infirmities, every curse and debt in the name of Jesus. It does not belong to you, nor the kingdom of God. Lord, that's from the enemy. And we renounce it. We rebuke it. We don't receive those things any longer. Lord, we put it down and we plead the blood against it, God. And we bind it up and cast it back to outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And God, now we loose your healing virtue, your healing power. We loose the peace of God that surpasses understanding. We loose your shalom in every area of our life. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. Debt cancellation, healing. We expect healing from your word. We believe it in our hearts. We forgive all those who we have ought against, God. Thank you for your blood that cleanses our mind. Thank you for the blood that cleanses our heart, that takes the hurt, the rejection, the pain away, God. Oh, God, we're walking in the newness of life, God. Hallelujah, because we are born again, brand new creations in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up our timbers. We praise you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Bless the ones that are in the hospitals, God. Even our matriarchs and our patriarchs, God. Oh, God, send your word by, God. Send people by to minister, God. Hallelujah. To encourage them and revive them, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that the hands of the enemy can't touch them, God, because your blood, your word, your angels are all around them, God, and they delight themselves in you, and you do give them the desires of their hearts, God. We thank you, Lord, that every stronghold is broken, every chain, every fetter, every shackle, every burden has been removed and yokes destroyed by your power. And you said you'll give us rest. We're not laboring and are heavy laden because we dwell in your secret place. Our focus is on you and no other thing, no other place, and no one else, God. You said in your word, because your yoke is easy and your burden is light, God. We just thank you for our prophetess, Lord, how you blessed her, Lord, to start this ministry, God. And, Lord, it's just going to go higher and higher and greater, God, like grand finale of fireworks, God, a supernatural miracle explosion. Even on this prayer line, whatever we pray for, today, it has already happened. The expectation has already been sent on the way. We glorify your name. We pray today, it'll be here tomorrow. We thank you, Lord, that you always hear our prayers. Every prayer warrior, every one, every awesome man and woman of God on the prayer line that's listening in, we thank you for all the households, even unto our third and fourth generations, God. Bless them, God. We esteem you highly. And, God, we just say thank you once again in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank truly you. We give God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah for the prayers that have already gone forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to come before your presence, Lord God, as humble as we know how. Thank you, Father God, for a brand new day. Thank you, Lord God, for being of good, sound mind. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that this is the day that you have made, and I will rejoice and be glad in you. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand of you, making intercession for us. Even as we're on this line, thank you for your presence, Heavenly Father. Glory to your name. Praise you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For waking up this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And able to move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you for sustaining us, Lord God, and preserving us. Thank you that you are our Father God, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. You're El Shaddai. Glory be to God, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Thank you when we come to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. According to your word in Matthew 18:18-19, hallelujah, you said whatsoever we bind here on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose here on earth, you will loose it in heaven. Glory be to God. And then you said in verse 19, if two of you agree down here on earth concerning anything that you ask for, Lord God, you said, Jesus said, my Father in heaven will do it for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I know that there's two or three on this line. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God, I thank you that you hear the prayers of your people, Lord God. Hallelujah. You hear the cry, Lord God. So many, Lord God, standing in need of help, Lord God. We're praying specific petitions to you, Lord God, because you are El Shaddai, Yerobo Sheke, the all-sufficient one. You're the one that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we could ask or think. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just bless you this evening. I praise you, Lord God. I just worship you because you're worthy. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Lord, if you don't do anything else, you've already done enough. Hallelujah. The most emergency thing that you've done was send Jesus. Hallelujah. You didn't, Lord God, forsake to allow your only begotten Son to come to earth to give his life, hallelujah, so that we could live in Christ. Glory be to God. So that we could be reconciled, hallelujah, redeemed, hallelujah, from the curse. Glory be to God, and from the hellfire. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you for having a good, sound mind. Not a mind, a spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Thank you, Lord God, a mind to realize that I cannot make it in this world without you, Father God, on my side. I thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice, hallelujah, for you going to the cross, hallelujah, and nailing my sins upon that cross, glory be to God. And I pray that every generational curse be nailed to that cross that was already handled in, for us years ago, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you so much. There's so much to say thank you for. You kept us out of harm's way, Father God. You protected us while we were traveling down the highways, Lord God. Maybe some on the airways and some on the trailways, some on, Lord God, on the seaways, Lord God. However we were traveling, Lord God, your angels went before us to keep us safe. And we're still depending on you. Hallelujah. That's the songwriter says, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, because you are so good. Hallelujah. And I thank you for the song, Yes, Jesus Loves Me, for the Bible tells me so. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, that a long time ago, hallelujah, I made up my mind, hallelujah, to open up my heart and allow Jesus to come in to become Lord of my life. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. It was the smartest decision, hallelujah, that I could ever make. But I thank you, Lord God. I know it was you, hallelujah, that was wooing me, that was calling me, hallelujah. Because if you had not manifest yourself to me and let me know that you are the true and living God, Lord, I would be on a ship up a creek without a paddle, if you would say. Lord, I thank you so much, so much to thank you for. I want to say hallelujah, glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for strength on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord God, because somebody cannot get up except someone assist them. So, God, I pray that the sword of the Spirit, your word, will go forth. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And give strength to those that are weak, Lord God. I pray, God, those that are unruly will be warned that the wages of sin, it is still death. But the gift of God, the free gift of God, is still eternal life, glory be to God. And I pray that mankind everywhere, whether you boys or girls, women or men, parents, Lord God, people everywhere would choose Christ, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for salvation tonight. I thank you for your deliverance through the blood of Jesus, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of your word. And I pray that the word of God, your word, will dwell on the inside of us richly. Jesus, did you say to the enemy, Lord God, when he came to tempt you, when you had been fasting 40 days and 40 nights, glory be to God, you said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Thank you for the power of your word. Your word is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. That's why I pray the prayer of faith, believing that the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, with your anointing, will go forth, Father God. Yes, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, go forth and destroy every stronghold, every addiction, every, Lord God, everything that's trying to get in the way of your divine purpose, plan, and will for our lives. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. There is no good thing that you will withhold from us. So thank you for having a mind that when we come to pray, I come believing. Hallelujah. Believing, hallelujah, that your people will begin to receive all, hallelujah, that pertain to life and godliness, which you have already given us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. According to your word, Jesus has already, hallelujah, he's already took our infirmities and carried our sicknesses, Lord God. That's what Matthew, praise God, 8:17 says, hallelujah, glory be to God. And with Jesus' stripes, glory be to God, we're already healed. So I'm praying but that people are believing and begin to receive that which belongs to them, and healing is the children's bread. Glory be, and I'll eat my portion, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Father, in Christ Jesus, I just want to say hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you for your presence, hallelujah. Because the Lord is at my right hand, I shall not be moved, hallelujah. And in your presence, hallelujah, is the fullness of joy. Who in the world wouldn't want to choose you? I wouldn't want to be tossed to and fro and up and down with this situation and that situation. But God, I realize because we're on earth that I thank you, Jesus, for praying for us. Hallelujah. Round by John, the 17th chapter, praise God. Hallelujah. And you didn't pray for us to be taken out of the world. And we know this is a fallen state ever since the disobedience took place in the Garden of Eden. We live in a fallen world. But Jesus, I thank you that you've already gotten a victory for us. Glory be to God. Therefore, hallelujah, we won't fret because we are seated, glory be to God, spiritually in high places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for victory tonight. Thank you, Heavenly Father, glory be to God, for destroying the yokes of bondages, whether they're addictions, whether they're sins, whether they're strongholds, whether they're disease, whether they're excess pain. And this coronavirus, God, I thank you, the Delta variant, whatever type of virus, whatever type of pestilence, whatever it is, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus that it is a thing of the past. Glory be to God. Your word teach me, Father God, that what is has already been. Yes, there's been pestilence on the earth before. Go back and read it, hallelujah, when God dealt with the Egyptians that was harassing his people. Glory be to God. So if God's people, hallelujah, who are called by his name will humble themselves and pray, hallelujah, seek his face and turn from every sin, everything that's not like God, hallelujah. And then you, Father God, you're here from heaven. You not only forgive our sins, but you are healed this land. And Lord knows by the storms, Lord God, the destruction that's going on in this land, Lord God, the fires, Lord God, have mercy, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we're praying for those, Lord God, that have been in harm's way. We're praying for those, Lord God, who have lost everything they have. We're praying, God, in the name of Jesus, that they'll see that it's time to turn. If they was not saved, Lord God, we'll pray that they will see that it's time to turn to you while it's still daylight, in Jesus' name, so to speak, in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you so much. I pray, oh God, hallelujah, Lord God, that you will give liberty and freedom for those, Lord God, who've been suffering with sickness or some type of pain or some situation for so long a time. Yes, I pray in Christ Jesus that those generational curses is, I plead the blood of Jesus against them. They're not authorized in the life of the believer in Christ Jesus' name. So we bind them up. Glory be to God. I just read that scripture, praise God, Matthew 18:18. Hallelujah. Whatever we bind here, we bind up these generational curses of addictions and strongholds in the name of Jesus, alcoholism, drugs, immoral sex behaviors, in the name of Jesus, pornography. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bind it up in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those that have a rebellious spirit,
Lord God, those who have been disobedient. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will, Lord God, desire to get out of that way of life and come to Jesus while it is day in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you so much, Lord God, to be an appreciation to you. Thank you, Lord God, for deliverance. We pray, Father God, for recovery of those who've had surgical wounds. We lift up those, Lord God, that are yet bereaved. Some have just lately lost a loved one, Lord God, and they're still hurting. Wrap your loving arms and comfort them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up our leaders, our military, our veterans, our children, our schools, the school staff. In the name of Jesus, our medical health care staff. In the name of Jesus, those who are handling our food products, Lord God, working in stores, volunteering their time. In the name of Jesus, we lift up, Lord God, the unrest that's in Afghanistan. We pray against, Lord God, those agents, Lord God, that just want to flee swiftly to mischief and wickedness. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, break the yoke of every darkness that's working in their life. Yes, break that yoke of darkness in their life. God, I pray that people everywhere will come to the Lord Jesus. And we realize that so many things that are happening today is so that people can lose focus, so that they'll be distracted from what's really important. And what's really important? My life should be hid in Christ. I need to still set the example. I need to be, Lord God, salt of the earth and light in this world today so that someone will be, Lord God, led to you in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you so much for these women and this man of God, hallelujah, that come on this prayer line. I'm praying, Father God, that your divine will be done and released in their life. I pray for a rapid release of healing if they need healing. I pray for a rapid release of financial, Lord God. I pray for a rapid release, Lord God, of those things that they stand in need of. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you can do it because you own everything, hallelujah. And, Lord God, you want your people to be full of joy. I thank you for that. I love you, Lord God, tonight. I lift up Minister BJ, praise God, hallelujah. I pray that you touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Meet every need in her life, in her family's life, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, hallelujah, that through her life, through her ministry, Lord God, that somebody realize it's time, Lord God. It's time to turn to the Lord and to be sincere and genuine, hallelujah, and the walk that they walk for Christ, in Christ Jesus' name. Lord, I love you so much. I lift up each person here, and I pray for those that are listening. They come on week after week. They may not even pray, but they're here on the line, and I pray that you meet their need. Glory be to God. God, we pray that you wipe out fear, hallelujah. The love of God, hallelujah. Let it be released, oh God, hallelujah. Your presence, God, your Holy Spirit's presence in our life is what we seek, Lord God. We seek, hallelujah, to walk with you, hallelujah, to talk with you, to hear from you, to be in a place, hallelujah, that we can be part of the solution and not a part of the problem. We honor you tonight. We bless you, and we give your name the praise. Father God, I thank you so much. Jesus, I love you. And let your Holy Spirit continue to intercede in Jesus' name for what we stand in need of. We honor you, Lord God. Break every yoke. Destroy every stronghold. Set the captive free. Loose them that have been bound for so long a time. God, I thank you. Thank you for hearing the prayer. And thank you, Lord God, that by faith it's already done. That's what my faith says. It's done in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah,
Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, I thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for your mercy and your grace, Lord God, for who you are in my life, Lord. You are the God that deliver it. You are the God that heal it. You are the God that provide every need that's already been met, Lord. Father, we just want to give you all the glory today and give you all the praise. Because there's no God like you, Lord God. You are the God that see all things, Lord, and nothing is hidden from you. Because without you, Lord God, we are lost. But it's in the name of Jesus we stand boldly and proclaim the victory that you gave us, Lord God. Because your promise, he said, Lord, ask and believe when we ask, we receive. Your promises say, Lord God, that if we ask, believe what we ask, we will receive it, because you is not a man that you should lie. And Lord, I am so thankful to you, Father God. We thank you for being the Lord of our life. We thank you that we already know that by your stripes we are healed. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim healing is ours in the name of Jesus. I bind up that spirit of sickness and disease and aches and pain that come against the body. I bind you in the name of Jesus. And I cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Father, your promises is what we stand on. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. You are the only living God. There is no other God like you, Heavenly Father. You are the God that healeth, delivereth, renew a mind. There is nothing impossible for you to do, Father God. Oh, Heavenly Father, touch your people's mind, Lord God. They come to see that if you said it, that's it. No turning around. Stand faithful, believe your word, and claim the victory that is ours. I bind the works of the enemy that try to lift its hands against any family member of mine. I bind it in the name of Jesus, and I command it to loose. It has no authority over them. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. You are the God that deliver, Lord God. I pray for my brothers and sisters, those I know, those I don't know. I stand in the gap, claiming victory no matter what goes on. Victory is in their life. Because, Lord, you see it all, Heavenly Father. And you said with your word, by your stripes, it was healed. Sickness, disease got to loose the body. It has no authority in the life. Father God, help us to be bold soldiers and to stand on your promises. We binding up this foul spirit of pestilence that come against your people, Lord God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, touch the mind of your people, Lord. And come to know, Lord God, that your word is more important than this what's going on in this world today. Because if you said it, Lord, help us to know we can stand. We can stand boldly, proclaiming a victory that is already ours. Lord, I pray for widows, Lord God. I pray for fatherless, Lord God. Father, you see it all, Heavenly Father. You see every need, because you already tell us that all our needs have already been met. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord God. We thank you for how you bring them through the storm, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being a deliverer, Lord God. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. There is none like you. And, Lord, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you because you are the God that healeth. There is no sickness that you cannot pull her down, Lord God. There is nothing that you cannot do. Because you said in your word, is anything too hard for God to do? Nothing is too hard for the Lord to do. Everything, no matter what come against you, bring it before the living God and believe his word. Stand by faith no matter what you see. Stand by faith. God's word got to come true. That's in the name of Jesus we claim victory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus we pray for our grand and great grand, Lord God. Oh God, keep a hedge around them, Father God. Help them to stand, Lord God. Renew mind of these young men, Lord God, that sometimes been falling at the wayside. But we pray, Lord God, that their strength will build them up to come to know that you are the God that hear the cry. And they don't gone too far that they can't return. Because your promises said, God, if we pray, and Lord, we're standing on the gap. We're standing in the gap for them, Lord God. Brothers and sisters that is falling down, Lord God. We're standing in the gap for them, Lord God. Because one thing we know, Father God, is that you answer prayer. One thing we know, Heavenly Father, that you is a God that hears every cry from each and every one of us. You can tell the different tears that fall out of our eyes. You can tell it, Father God, because your word said, there is nothing that you cannot do, Heavenly Father. There is no God like you. Nobody can outdo you because you are the creator of all things. You are the beginning and you are the end. According to the promises, Father God, you are the first and you are the last. There is none. Only you, Heavenly Father. And we praise your holy name, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. Because without you, Heavenly Father, we are nothing. But Lord, we thank you for giving us power and authority and dominion, for giving us victory here on earth, Lord God, because your word said whatever we bind, not whatever hurt bind, but whatever we bind, believers, Lord, the believers that you give authority and power over, the believers, help us to stand faithful, Lord God, and help us to seek you more, Lord, and to stand faithful for one another, Lord, knowing that prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. There is no other key but prayer to knock down what's going on in this world today. Because God did not give the enemy victory over us. As a child of Abraham and a child, know that God did not give the enemy victory over us. He said, we are more than conquerors. We are the one that he was crucified. And he saved us because he did it all for us. He paid a price. We didn't pay no price. Our heavenly Father gave his only begotten Son. Jesus Christ paid a price for us. So we must know if we believe in him, stand faithful to him, regardless of what we see going on in this world, be immovable. In other words, be unshakable. Always believe you can rock from side to side, but you don't have to fall down, baby. Hold on to the unchanging hand of the living God. Because, Father, your word is what I stand on. There is no other way for us, Lord. You are the way, you are the truth, and you are the light. And we bind up these diseases and sickness that try to come against the body. We bind it, and we command it to loose its hold on our sisters in the name of Jesus. Loose your hold. Because he got no authority. Help us to stand boldly, Father God. Help us to continue to put you first no matter what comes. Stand faithful knowing that we already have the victory. And Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for watching over us, Lord. Thank you for shelter over our heads, Lord God. For without you, Heavenly Father, where would we be? Lord, I pray for all those that is in authority. I ask you to touch their mind, Lord. The president and the vice president, that they stand boldly, Lord God, and claim the victory, knowing that you are the only way, Lord God. No matter what the enemy brings, stand. Stand in the name of Jesus. Because there's nothing in this world is more powerful than the word of God. And a child of God have the authority to stand boldly and to proclaim the victory. Because we must always remember that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Because he that is in the world don't have the authority over a child of God. The authority has already been given to us through Jesus Christ. And Father God, we love you, we praise you, we glorify you and you alone, Lord. We worship no other God but the living God, Jehovah God. He's the only way. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for being the Lord of our life. Most of all, Father God, we thank you for the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to keep us strong, Lord God. Continue to keep our heads around our Lord. We bind up anything that come against to attack the body. We bind it, and we command it to loose in the name of Jesus. It has no authority. Father God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for keeping us, Lord God, each and every one of us, because you is the only keeper, Lord. Because when we wake up in the morning, it's only you wake us up. So, Lord, thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And most of all, Father God, thank you for washing this pestilence out of the land in the name of Jesus. And most of all, Lord, thank you for getting your people to stand in the name of Jesus, that they have no fear, Lord God. Because fear was not given to us. Faith was, but not fear. Help us to stand, Father God. These things I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Praise the name of the Most High God. He is an awesome God, phenomenal God. We bless the Lord. Praise God for all the prayers thus far. Yours truly will be the 15 minutes that I'll do tonight. Praise God. Amen. And then second Monday night is Brother Black, and third will be Mother Alexander, and I think the fourth is, if I'm not mistaken, Evangelist Noel. But praise God. I'm going to ask us so that I won't be the one to go over. I'm going to ask the line to stay open for, I mean, ask Mother Willette as she would start now. As soon as it says 7 o'clock, It's 59 right now. Count my 15 minutes, so that means it'll be 15 after. So can you hear me, Mother Willette?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, as soon as we click over to 7 o'clock, praise the Lord. Father, we do bless you and honor you and give you glory and honor for this night. Thank you for the prayers that went thus far, for these 15 minutes of the word that will be shared, and then we'll go right back and resume back into prayer. Into our prayer tonight. We pray, Lord, that the words that would come forth would be something to encourage and to build up the body of Christ as well as myself and bring awareness as well in the name of Jesus. So, God, we truly give you praise, give you glory, and give you honor in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. This is a message I've been dealing with for a couple of weeks with some pieces in it. I'm just going to share tonight for you all. I'm not going to bring the this message is for another time, the full message of it. But the things that he gave me was reason why I say time is 15 minutes. So when you say praise the Lord on 14 minutes, then I know it's time to come in, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. Praise the Lord.
Welcome.
At that hour now, and I don't say 7 o'clock, it's supposed to be 8. I was looking at 7:59. I'm sorry, but you know what I mean, 8:15. Praise the Lord, bless the Lord. I have been dealing with me about something was coming to mind. I heard a message one night, and it triggered something in my spirit. And I was hearing faith versus frustration and faith versus fear and also don't faint. And then I will say it also in adversity. So I'm going to start with, I'm going to have to jump around because I'd like to say, I can't say the whole message. Faith with versus frustration. When fulfilling your purpose seems tough, don't give in to discouragement. Remember your reward, which will last forever. Don't faint in the adversity. Our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Proverbs 24:10. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. I will keep refueled up. When adversity comes, we meet it with force of God's strength. Faith will not fail. And that's with his word, praise God. We know that you have to have his word, the Holy Spirit, and also, glory to God, have a prayer life with obedience to his word as well. Greater is he on the inside of you than he that's after you. God wants to use you. Will you serve God's purpose in your generation? 2 Corinthians 10:13, our goal is to measure up to God's plan for us. The eyes of the Lord searches the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. 1 Corinthians 9:26, I run straight to the goal with purpose in every step. Esther 4:14, like Esther, God created you for such a time as this. Praise God. When I was thinking, some fears, when I think about fear and frustration, you know that when the story about Rebecca, the mother of Jacob and Esau, and the Lord had already told her in advance, it wasn't a word sent by nobody else, told her directly that there's two nations in your womb, and one, the elder will serve the younger. So when time came, glory to God, there was a war already with them fighting in the womb. So when they came out, glory to God, God had already told her this while they were in the womb. So when they came out and they grew, of course, you know the story about the birthright and so forth, Esau was out, glory to God, in the field or however, and the brother, glory to God, Jacob, had served up some pottage or whatever you want to call it, glory to God, and he came in so famished that he gave up his birthright. He said, give me your, he wanted something to eat, and he told him that, because he was so hungry, that he asked for some his food, and then the brother said, okay, you give me your birthright, and then I'll give you the food. And so, you know, what profits me having the birthright when I'm hungry? So he just gave that up nonchalantly, not knowing what's going to happen down the road. The point we want to get to now, back with as they're grown and it's time now, the father
Isaac is getting old and eyes are dim, and then here come mom. Looks like it's going to come into the fact that what the Mosaic law say, that the elder would, okay, the birthright would go to them first. Okay, here it comes that Rebecca going to come up with the idea, okay, get her son to put hair on his arm so he can see like a, because Esau was a very hairy man, and Jacob's skin was real smooth, so she conjured up deception to put that on her, that on him. And then, of course, while the brother was out getting venison for the father, she had him to go ahead and make venison up. And see, one thing, one parent loved one child more than another. Now, she was crazy about Jacob, and the daddy was crazy about Esau, that he always fixing venison. So in the meantime, while this deception is going on, it was time now for Esau to give the birthright. Pronounce the birthright. So the son did say, mother and so forth. He's going to know. Well, he's not going to know. So he was saying that. And then when it went in, she'll just take the blame. Whatever goes come upon her, that she'll be able to just take the heat, I guess, more or less. I'm going to just break it down in that way. So to get to the point, when he goes in, the father says, it sounds like Jacob, but it feels like Esau. And so the deception went over. When the other brother come back in, the father already pronounced the blessings upon upon Jacob, and he was so frustrated, so angry. And I'm saying how sometimes parents go to God to place one child against the other one, or one love the other one more than one, and it can bring on a conflict with jealousy, envy, this, that, and the other, and, covetous, all kind of foolishness and so forth. But now that family is split because now she's had to hurry up and get Jacob out to go to her brother's home and so forth like this, so that Naaman, so that way he can his life can be spared. So just to think, we don't have no more story, I mean, nothing else in the Bible about what happens after the split and so forth. And just here it is. Now the parent go over to God. Both children are separated and whatever. We don't know what kind of relationship. Can you imagine what the son, if he have any idea what happened of Jacob, I mean of Esau, what his mother had did. So he sends him over to Naaman, and that's another story. So as you hear this, it passed down through the generation. Here's the deception, and now he had somebody else go over to God because he's a name of trickster. So in the meantime, the trickster now get tricked over there. So we're not going to go into that part of the story. But in the meantime, looking at the deception that came up and brought fear, and then, fear bringing the deception and causing this conflict and causing the one brother wanting to kill the other brother. And that was all because of fear and frustration. When God speaks a word, like Mother just said, nothing more powerful than the word of God. When we believe and when we trust and when we stand on it. Other than that, we open doors or leave doors wide open for the enemy because he already got a hit out on us and so forth. So we're going to go on down now in 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Christ delayed his coming to allow more time for people to repent. God the Father wants us, all of us, to be saved. But the prophet Isaiah says, your iniquity have separated you and your God, and your sins have hid the face from you. Isaiah 59:2. I'm telling you, I'm going to be jumping around just a little bit, putting some little plugs in here for fear, frustration, fear, faith versus frustration, and also fear. And when we think about some of the things that can frustrate you, remember and so forth like this, even Abraham and Sarah, the Lord had already told them and so forth like this, that their son would come out of Sarah's loins. But full speed ahead, there was a situation that come, years had been passed by, and sometimes time can frustrate you. If you don't stay focused and stay prayed up and holding on to faith and so forth, because in Hebrews 11:1, then now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's the reassurance in faith, that title deed. We get over to the 6th verse, and it tells us and so forth like this, that only thing pleases God is faith. And then he says that when we diligently seek him, he'll reward us diligently. So we got to be persistent, perseverance, and we can't have no reservation, hesitation. Now, we know the adversary going to come with everything he can to be throwing at us to try to get us up. But the more we build ourselves up in the word of God and then spending time with him and staying in his face and being obedient to him, the more and more we submit to the Lord, resist the devil, he will flee. And so, folks, so here it is. This situation occurs where time then passed by and so forth. So Sarah comes up through frustration and says, you know, okay then, all right, you can go get the handmaid and lay with her and, you know, well, y'all can do your thing and present the baby. And, you know, that's just like we having a baby. But God didn't say it that it's supposed to come. So that's where here it is now. The Ishmael represents our flesh more or less. And here it is. Glory to God, that child that's supposed to come out of the loins. And so it ended up that when the baby did come from out of her loins after so long, because looking at the time that she was past childbearing age, he was, glory to God, at the time his seed wasn't being manifest no more. But when God say a thing, he'll take, glory to God, a water out of rock in a desert and make it come, glory to God, forth to bring his word forth. If he said it, it's already settled. We got to get to a point where we believe it. We know, glory to God, challenges will come, but God will give us strength. We that save and have the Holy Spirit and will be conditioned to submit ourselves and resist that devil and glory to God. When frustration comes and aggravation comes, every imagination that exalts itself against the not bring it down into captivity and obedience. Cast every care every day. We let the devil connect the dots. Something happens today, we don't release it to God. Something happens later on that day, we don't release it. Nothing happens. And he's building up, glory to God, a force, glory to God, to have it just much more powerful to keep you from being in a place where you release. If you was releasing things continuously as they take place and not allowing it to build up, then it won't be so hard, glory to God, when you got to get in his presence and glory out, which we should have been doing anyway, to allow the enemy to come in. And then next thing you know, he's plotting with something else. Then we get frustrated, aggravated, and build up. And next thing you know, things are getting out of hand. But in the meantime, when God did present the child, I mean, when the baby did come forth, then there was rift and confusion and chaos in the camp. When we don't do things like God say, it may seem okay for at first, glory to God, but anytime we deviate off the path and try to conjure up anything contrary to the will of the Lord, you're going to have a problem. But there was frustration, there was fear, because the fact of it is, didn't hold fast to the word of God. But God got to wait, glory to God, amen. That's mighty sweet if we allow him to. Of course, and it says here, let's see. The Bible teaches that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Romans 6:23. Not only physical death, but the eternal banishment from the blessings of God in place, which is the Bible calls hell. The Lord Jesus Christ, in every recorded sermon in glory to God in Matthew, makes the mention of hell. That's a different story altogether. But it's just a piece in there sometimes when God is a merciful and he will give us chances and opportunity to get some things right. And then sometimes, you know, warned us and whatever like this. And then sometimes we don't be obedient, whatever. Then we find ourselves that door open and there's no negotiation. Glory to God with him when he says some things to that point where it's coming to a place where people end up, that heart become harder and they end up on Hollywood Boulevard, and some don't make it often, and they end up in hell. But he was telling them, but the gift of God is eternal life, and that's what he wants. And he's not slight concerning his promise, and man counts slightness. But in the meantime, it is if we would just stay focused. So it's just a little plugs in every once in a while to be plugged in for the warning signs and whatever like this. But I thank God that we live under grace, but we can't take it for granted and so forth, right? I can do what I want to do and live like I want to, and all I got to do is just pray. But if we are repeat offender continuously and saying that we'll say we need to check, glory to God, ourselves, because the Bible let us know, glory to God, you can't serve no two masters, and he already told us what sin is all about and the iniquities that separate us from him. So we can't afford to turn back around and think we can live any kind of way and expect God, getting close there, glory to God, to bless us. Oh, man. I wanted to bring out and so forth like this, even when David was at Ziklag and the enemies came against the camp and stole the family and livestock and also burnt the camp and so forth like this. One thing about David and so forth, they cried, all of them, all his warriors cried and so forth because they couldn't cry no more. Then they want to stone, glory to God, the leader. But David went to right away to the Lord. Praise God, and that's whether we should we pursue glory to God and whether we overcome, whether we recover, and God says yes, and whatever like this. They were hurt, Glory to God. And they might have been, the other ones might have been frustrated, and there was some fear there in the camp. But one thing, the knowing how to run to the rock that's higher than you. So thank God they didn't faint, but God, even in their brokenheartedness, but David cried out unto the Lord, and God blessed. Hallelujah. So that we got to look to Jesus as the author and our finish of our faith. Oh, my goodness. I'm looking at the clock now, so we're about there. Jesus, know there is a due season. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Glory to God. No weapon formed against me will prosper. There will be formed, but it won't prosper. The Spirit of the Lord is sustained, will sustain you. They that wait upon the Lord will not faint. Wait and be of good courage. He will strengthen thine heart. The Spirit of the Lord will tell you the truth, the to trust the Lord and speak the word. Have faith and not fear. Don't yield to the flesh. Praise God. Faith versus frustration and fear, don't faint. Find a reason to fight the good fight of faith. Philippians 1:27, be sure you live in a way that brings honor to the God of the good news of Christ. Romans 8:26, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for you, for the power of made perfect in weakness. You and I were made for a mission. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man upright and right standing with God run into it and is safe. Prayer tears down strongholds. Evil works destroy yokes. Resentment and jealousy and fears. Prayer is one thing to have the knowledge to do it, another thing to have the faith to accomplish something. Wake up, sleeping church, the sleeping giant. Time for prayer, operating in faith, the obeying God's commands. Prayer can be frustrating if you don't understand God's word and it will, and his will and his way. John 10:27, know the voice of God. My sheep know my voice. 1 Samuel 3:1-10, Samuel learning the voice of God in the temple with the elder Eli. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I don't want to go over my, I've noticed 14, but my sister didn't say anything, so praise God, it's 16, and I don't want to whatever, but I had a couple of things that I just wanted to share, but, you know, of course, I jumped over a lot of things because I don't want to cause any conflict of me being the leader and saying, you got 15 minutes, and then I'm going to do more than that, so we want to get ready to release ourselves, glory to God. Release the prayer and then the full message of it, glory to God, will be at another time. So I thank God for the ones, glory to God, I mean, for being here and hearing that message tonight. So we're getting ready to find out what our next minister of the for praying. And we thank God for Pastor Sims is online. I'm trying to see if I saw my dear sister Brenda too as well, but I'll find it out enough because she has a new number. But in the meantime, we open the line for Pastor Sims if you want to share the prayer. And we're going to take one more, and then we're going to do our prayer request. You feeling up to it, Pastor Sims?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come. We have to keep lifting you up, Father. No matter what the circumstances, you are worthy to be praised. And Lord, we lift you up tonight, Father. It's just so much going on as the all the other warriors have prayed and they voiced their opinions, and I agree with everything they said that was good, Lord God. And we need, Father, we just need your healing. We need your word. We need your strength. And in Romans, it did tell us that the Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf, because when we don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit knows, and he goes to God in our behalf. And we're just thankful and grateful for all of his mercies that he's given to us, Father God. We come and we pray, Lord, for these essential workers that they're so burdened down now, and they're having to seek mental health therapy to try to do all that they have to do, Lord. And we come, Father, I ask you to bless all these undertakers and these grave diggers and all these people, Father, help them, Father, not to continue to bilk the people just because they can and get more money, Father, because all of them at this point, a lot of them are really wealthy and they don't think that they need to, you know, work in accordance with the people, Lord, but help them, Father, and give them your grace and your mercy, your strength. Save them, Lord, that they'll deal justly with the people. And, Father, we thank you for every good and perfect gift that you have given to us. We thank you for all of these intercessors on this line, Lord. We thank you for Pastor BJ having the insight, Lord, some time ago to open up this line. It has been a blessing to me, and I'm sure so many other people. Father, we just love you, and we praise you. We give you honor, Father, and we ask you to do it again, Lord. Do it again. You've done so many blessed things for us. You help us, Lord, to hold on, because the enemy is not after anything that we have. He don't want our money. He don't want our homes. He don't want our fine clothes, our cars. He's after our faith. And that's the only thing that he's trying to steal, Father. But help us, Lord, to not only look forward, but to look back and remember all of the things that he has done for us and how he's blessed us with this and he's blessed us with that. He brought us through this and he brought us through that, Lord God, that our memories sprang forth and let us know that if he did it one time, he'll do it again. We thank you, Lord. We pray for the whole world at large, Lord, men and women everywhere, the saved and the unsaved, Lord, the careless and the unconcerned, oh, Lord God. It is so much going on, but you know it. None of this caught you by surprise. And we ask, Lord God, that you help all of us, because even in what all of us are going through, I'm sure that it's just like mine. When people call, they have so much to tell you. You can't tell them yours. You may be grieving, or you may have lost, or you may be in this and may be in that, but that's all you get to people call. Please pray for me. Pray for me, Father. And I heard Pastor BJ say at the beginning of this class that how that we should keep ourselves, try to keep ourselves praying in order that we can help and give somebody else a word that may be able to help them. Because all doing what's going on, we still have to hold up the bloodstained banner. And we still need to give a word sometimes to encourage somebody else, even though it may be you may be going through, but you know that God will bring you out. And we continue to ask him, Lord, bless and keep us. Father, help us. And Father, do it again as you have done so many times. Bless us and help us to hold up and to do the righteous thing, Father. We pray for Pastor BJ, and not only her, but we pray for Carmelita and all of her children, grandchildren, sisters and brothers, all those that concern her, Father. And we ask that you keep her strong and hold up in her faith, Father God, for all that she has on her, Father, that she'll be able to give a word to help somebody else, Father, all of us on this line. We give God praises for you, Lord God, for them, Father. And we ask that you keep us under the shadow of your wing, Lord God, that we'll be a blessing, even in our times of going through, Lord, that we can bless somebody. Father, you're such an awesome God. Such a wonderful Father. We praise you. We honor you. We give you glory. And we bless your name, Lord, in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. And I say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Give you praises.
Praise the Lord. That's an evangelist, Brenda, on. Answers, Brenda. She might have a phone on mute then. All righty then, praise God. We're going to go ahead and take our prayer request. And I just want to make this statement, praise the Lord, while we're opening up the lines, because I want to open the lines. And while I'm opening the lines, I'll share this. It says, don't thank God, or you can say Jesus will give you strength in the storm. Joseph's attitude toward the frustration and fear. Stop fighting your preparation. Stop fighting what God is using in your life to prepare you for your next level. When you go up to the next level, when you're going
from the level to level, the next level, you are going to go through crisis, and you will go through moments of tremendous discomfort. You go through comfort and discomfort. Glory to God. But remember, the greater one is on the inside of you. Trust him through the process. Trust God. Everything God allows us to go through and so forth, he has a reason and a purpose. Just trust him to bring you through and bring you out. Oh, Lord. Somebody has something while I'm opening the line. Hear some noises in the background. You may have to mute your phone if you're doing something until you get ready to speak. The line will still be open for you. You just have to unmute your phone. But if you keep it with that noise in the background, it's going to interfere with anyone getting a prayer or making their request. And sometimes you think you're not doing it. Even if you're hitting up against the phone, that still will be an interference. Okay, then. What prayer requests we have tonight? We want to go ahead and take those. Praise God. If we don't have any, we will be moving on and just...
Praise the Lord.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Hi, everyone. Yes, I have a little issue here. My immigration sent me a work permit, but I realized that it was relocated to a different address. So I'm praying to God that it's been returned to the post office so, you know, I can be able to get it so I can continue to do what am I supposed to do for the interview. So I'm asking you guys to pray for me.
Praise the Lord. Brother Black, take that real quickly, and we'll take the next request. Her immigration papers were just sent to the wrong address. She needs to be returned back to the post office and get to her. Okay, then, Mother Alexander, did she left off the line? Yeah, I think she did. No, she didn't. That was another sister. Mother Alexander, would you take that prayer request?
Praise the Lord. Lord God, you see all and you know all, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to give favor to Carrie, Lord God, that those papers will come to the right place in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you know all things and you see all things. But we know, Father God, that you is a God that hears our cry. Thank you for working it out for her, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The next request.
Amen.
Okay.
I have a request. I have an appointment on, this is Pastor Sims, I have an appointment on Thursday going to check for this kidney stone again, and I'm praying that it'll be gone and be dissolved out of my body. It'll be gone, and I won't have to have any surgery and all of that. And I ask you all to agree with me in prayer that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I have a request of a sister and her husband is requesting prayer. They eye issues. She has an issue with her eye. She's had several surgeries, and her husband is not feeling well. And I want to thank you all for praying for my brother who had cancer, and he went through chemo, and this Thursday he'll be finished with it. And we thank you for your prayers because he had some problems, but he did quite well, I think, and he's able to still move around and do what he needs to do. And in fact, for our entire family, who's still grieving the loss of our youngest sister, we ask for prayer. And I thank you all for the prayers that you have sent out for me, and I appreciate the fact that because of some issues that I have with bowel problems, my superiors, my job executives, and my supervisor is allowing me to work from home, and that is such a great blessing. I thank you for your prayers, because the Bible says the prayers of the righteous people avail of much. It means a lot. So thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay, Mother, will you take that as several of them. So
you probably have to go through them, cover them, but, you know, kind of quickly so you can cover everything. So praise God if you give that request to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give glory to God, Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Thank you so much for Pastor Sims, Lord God, and her faith and confidence in you. Thank you, Lord God, that she trusts you with every situation that she has lifted up. We, first of all, Father God, just love you, Lord God, and thank you for Jesus that's interceding for us also on this line. Hallelujah. And, Father, we lift up, first of all, regarding the kidney stone, we want to touch and agree with her. Praise God, according to Matthew, praise God, 18 and verse 19, where two touch and agree here on earth, asking anything in your name that you, Lord God, will do it for. So we pray, hallelujah, that you allow those kidney stones to dissolve. And many times I mention in prayer, Lord, I thank you for no more kidney stones or gallstones in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we thank you that she does not have to have surgery, and we praise you right now that those stones will be able to pass through her body and dissolve, hallelujah, with no trouble, no excruciating pain in Christ Jesus' name. We speak, declare, and decree. By faith we call it done. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you've already done. Hallelujah, for her entire family, Lord God. And we pray, oh Lord God, for her sister and her sister's husband. Lord God, you know about the eye condition of her sister. We pray, dear God, in Christ Jesus' name, that you touch that condition, Lord God. Let the sword of the Spirit with your anointing be released in the cells in her eye. And we pray for recovery in Christ Jesus' name, according to Isaiah 53, verse 5, 1 Peter 2:24. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that with your stripes that we already healed, and we receive it, we proclaim it in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that it is your divine will that she doesn't have to go through the surgery. We thank you for delivering her sister from that eye condition, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for a husband. She says that her sister's husband was not healing well, but God, you know everything, and we pray, God, that you do a rapid release of his healing. Those cells that was not healing properly, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray that your divine sword of the Spirit with your anointing be released in those cells and fight against that condition that's causing him not to heal well. We pray that he will in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against him shall prosper in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Pastor Sims' brother, Lord God, who has already had most of his chemo, Lord God, and we thank you for bringing him through that. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I pray, dear God, that you will wipe, Lord God, cancer off the face of the earth in the name of Jesus. That's my prayer now, Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I know there's a time where there will be no more, hallelujah, that this cancer and these other diseases will be a thing of the past. So we lift him up to you, Lord God, and we pray more strength in his body and bring him through it, Lord God, with victory in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for her entire family, Lord God. We lift them up, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, when you are a close-knit family, Lord God, and you love your siblings, Lord God, I know it's hard when you lose someone that you love. And we pray that you will wrap your loving arms around this family. Comfort them as no other can in Christ Jesus' name. And we pray, God, that you will strengthen each one of them and let them know if their youngest sister was in Christ, they don't need to fret. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We love you, Father. We bless you. We lift this family up, precious family. Thank you, Lord God, for someone that's caring about their family, that they will cry out on behalf of them. Work it out according to your divine will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Praise God. Bless the Lord. There's no more praise with you. Request a praise report. We're going to get ready to close. And also want to thank God for Pastor Bird's niece passed a kidney stone the other day. She was supposed to have surgery, but now she don't have to have it. The stone came out, so we thank God for that. Praise the Lord. Pray for her
Amen.
Sister Mary. Still, she's out of ICU, but she's in a room, but she has some challenges, at least. And also her kidneys are functioning better, but she has some other issues. So keep Prophetess Mary Peak lifted up before the Lord. We're thanking God for all that he's done and doing. And in the meantime, we're going to continue to pray one for another and pray for the prayer liners. We look forward to hearing Pastor Betty, too, on the second Sunday, which will be next Sunday, for the word to come forth. And I said on that Monday, I mean on that next day, Monday night, we'll be hearing our 15 minutes from Minister Black. Praise the Lord. Minister Alexander will be the third, and then our other sister on the fourth. And the fourth Sunday, of course, we will hear Pastor Mitchell out of Tulsa. He's praying for her family. Of course, I think I had said it already, but if I didn't, the brother-in-law that we were praying for down in Florida, her sister, brother went on, he passed, so I'm just praying for that from that COVID, because he was in, he had the ventilator on him too, but he seemed to make some progress for a little bit, but it changed drastically. So just praying for that sister, but she already had some, things who've been in the military and out, but she has some issues from the military, and also this just didn't happen. They only been married just a little over a year. But in the meantime, God bless. We just continue to pray for those and all of those that have different issues and all of the different ones we've prayed for around the globe and situations and stuff. And pray one for another. And giving God glory of all he's already done. He is still doing great and marvelous things that would not allow what our ears hear and what our eyes see and what the things are going on around us to overwhelm us, overtake us, because that is a trick of the enemy. Jesus says already we know the scripture that many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all and casts all the cares. And all you that labor and heavy laden, come to him. He's going to give you the rest. Glory to God. The peace he'll give is not as the world gives. So he will keep us if we just continue to hold fast. And when we need to call one another and pray, then we'll do so while we're uplifting the bus, they banner praying for other people. We need to pray for ourselves and pray one for another as well. And glory to God. Yes. He knows our hearts, and there's going to be times we'll be tried, and sometimes we'll be a little disappointed or heartbroken, but he has his Holy Spirit there, and he gives us one another, and he's his word there most of all, so, and his promise. So we just pray, glory to God, for y'all blessings and angels being camped, and he continue to keep y'all strengthened here, bless you spiritually, financially, and continue to keep you covered under the blood. So you have a blessed and wonderful night, and we're going to say shalom and thank God for you tonight. Praise God. Even though it's about to be a little jump all over the place, I certainly hope it was some things that may have been, touched the heart to help us all. But in the meantime, you be blessed of the Lord and be encouraged and have a good night.
Minister BJ.
Shalom. Love.
Ma'am.
Oh, I wanted to thank God so much for healing my grandbaby, my youngest granddaughter. My daughter told me that she woke up about sometime 4 o'clock in the morning screaming, and she had a real bad headache and 102 fever. So I know when she told me about it, I said, well, go get your baby tested. And she did, and sometime later she called me and said, Ma, well, the doctor said Tracy had tested positive for COVID. And I want you to know that to God be the glory, that little baby, she said after she had that fever and that fever was over and the headache was gone, praise God, she was back to normal. So I thank and praise God for his great mercy, praise God, hallelujah, and his saving power, praise God. I just thank God because he's so good. She said the whole class have to be, anybody that tested positive have to be quarantined. And that's, they've got a number of schools in Lexington that's been closed due to so many high numbers of people are contacting children, and because she's only like 8 years old. So, but we thank and praise God for what he's doing. And I had actually been with her that for a little while, but I couldn't stay with him long because we was going to go to Blackville to get some water from the well, and they had a trucker's convoy coming through. So it was going in the same direction. I said, oh, no, I'm not going to be stuck behind no trucks. I'm going back to the house. So
yeah.
I wasn't very long, but I just thank and praise God. God is an awesome God, and I just thank and praise God. My little grandbaby trust Jesus. She accepted Christ, and praise God. She said, Grandma, we accepted the Holy Spirit in church today. She is something else. I just thank and praise God for that little girl, and I thank and praise God that her mama is bringing her up. Now, I'll be very transparent. I'm still praying for my other two, my oldest daughter and my son, in the name of Jesus. But I thank and praise God. I stand on God's promise. He said, train them up in the way they should go when they're young, and when they get old, they shall not. So the devil may think he's having a field day today, but he's a liar. Glory be to God, and I thank and praise God for the victory in Christ Jesus. So I
praise
give God,
God.
God. I praise God for what he's doing. Praise God.
Amen.
We just have to believe God and stand on his promises and watch and see God will do what he said in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Amen.
Thank you.
Father, we do thank you, Lord, for that baby. God, in the name of Jesus, that you broke that fever and that she is healed and covered. And, God, even those children that was in that class quarantine, God, we pray that they don't have to, that any one of them have to get sick. But if any of them do touch any of them, God, let it be so mild, glory to God, that it be eradicated very fast in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the instructor, too, as well. And we thank you for the encouragement in Mother Willette. Praise God. We thank God for her other children, God. We just believe in you with her in agreement. As we continue to pray for all of our children and grands and whatever, that they will yield themselves and avail themselves to the Lord. And if they are backsliders, return back, because you're married to the backslider. And if they haven't never known him, glory to God. And I'm quite sure they have known of him. If they haven't known him personally, for the mother that teaches this word and preaches this word and lives it. So we just thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Pray for Brother Black's mother and his family, God, that you would touch and heal there. Whatever's going on there, we ask you to move in a miraculous way. In the name of Jesus. And we do pray, glory to God, that Pastor Sim, we continue to fight the good fight of faith. I know it's got to be strenuous just to be agitated and aggravated with this condition in our body. But, God, you didn't bring her this far to leave her. So you're going to raise her up and, glory to God, she's going to get all her strength back. And this thing going to be eradicated totally, finally out of her system and her body. That you don't have to keep going through with the intestines, with the bowels and that and having to just be in that condition where she can't go and do like she desired to do. But I thank you, Lord God, for you strengthening her that she continue to hold fast to your word. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. And this other prayer, of course, I was about to forget about is pray glory to God for my sister. I'm not going to call her name. One of the ministers, God, that you'll pray for her son and for the wife and for the grandchildren that, God, this thing, glory to God, that the enemy is still fighting in their lives, that the enemy will loose his hold and this family will come together, not little pieces here and there, but it's soon, glory to God, bless where things will come in a place where salvation will come to them. And also, glory to God, whatever words have been said and spoken in the background to bring any kind of division or confusion or whatever against the grandmother, we plead the blood of Jesus. But I pray grandmother will continue to keep the faith, keep her eyes fixed on the Lord, not be moved by the circumstance, because that's what the enemy wants, glory to God, to manipulate our minds and our hearts by what we see, but you said walk by faith. So, God, even though it may be disappointing and hurt, but you said you came, the bind the brokenhearted, set the captive free. Help us to get to that thing for real, what it means, all right, to really cast the cares and really trust you and to really rest, even though the enemy might be throwing things in our face. But it's a place you can give us that peace that passes all understanding. When we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee, and the peace in the storm, that just like the natural storm, there's peace in the outer storm. You can do supernaturally more than that if we just turn back around and let go and let God. And that's for every situation in all of our lives. Help us, God, to be strengthened in you, to have courage and faith and not be frustrated and agitated and aggravated by what the enemy is bringing. Daily walk with you, God. And as we stand together, God, we believe you for great things on the horizon to manifest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank bless the Lord. Well, we love you, my dear hearts, and praise God for you. We'll look forward to you. It's almost like Sunday today, but it's Monday. So we look forward to God's blessing and be back up with you. The Lord say the same. Pray blessings upon you out through the week and some answers to you, some prayers, and God, some unexpected, uncommon favor and blessings and finances come. Glory to God. This week, next month, glory to God, all throughout, glory to God, the rest of the year. We just got to keep standing. And anything that's been held up, We're believing it's going to be loose. We send our angels out now, but we've got to stand in obedience to the Spirit of the Lord for it to manifest. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Shalom,
amen. Shalom.
Shalom.
God bless
you.
God bless.
Shalom.
God bless. We love you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved my soul. You made me whole. You saved my soul. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. Shalom.
Shalom.